Yes, ladies and gentlemen, die Morning Show am Nachmittag hat gleich zwei hochwertige Gäste vorzuweisen. Und zwar sind Tim Wheeler und Keith Murray bei mir. Hello, Tim, how you doing?
Oh, yes, I'm good. Good. Having a good time.
Yeah.
Fluxing it. I don't give a flux.
Why should you? I mean, why should you?
Wait a minute. Did you start without me?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
This is not the way I work.
Let's listen to two songs. It's a We Are Scientists song and an Ash song. Then we talk a bit about the co-headlining show.
Can you play them both at once?
I'll try. I actually can. But if this show would only be between the three of us, we'd be like, And all the other guys would be like, what's the cacophony? Unfortunately, I don't want to listen to it. Let's listen to We Are Scientists first. Dumb Luck heißt ihr Stückchen vom immer noch aktuellen Album TV en Française. Dann haben wir Ash mit Cocoon und dann quatschen wir ein bisschen auf Flux FM. Yes! Ash mit Cocoon!
Kablamo!
Heißt die Platte zum Song. Der Tonträger, der gerade funktioniert hat. Für die Single Cocoon. Davor haben wir We Are Scientists gehört mit Dumb Luck vom Album TV en Française. Und heute werden beide Bands gemeinsam im Columbia Theater die Bühne besteigen. Schon jetzt habe ich die Vertreter beider Formationen bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über aktuelles Material und Pläne für die nähere Zukunft. Wir finden auch raus, wie es zur Freundschaft kam zwischen Ash aus Irland und den in New York lebenden We Are Scientists. Wir sprechen über Coverversionen, das gemeinsame Spielen. Wir sprechen über den Vibe im Bus und viele, viele weitere Sachen. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal Hello, Tim Wheeler von Ash und Keith Murray von We Are Scientists.
Well, hello.
Hello, my friends.
It's so good to have you. Sweet to be together.
Yeah.
Finally.
We meet.
How are you doing today? You've played a few shows already together. How's touring been so far?
Yeah, it's disastrous. You know what? It's night after night, we're getting a little closer to a functional show.
Yeah.
I think by the end of this tour, we'll be able to play a coherent set.
Yeah. But I think as a viewer or as a part of the audience, it's much more interesting to watch the show grow, you know, and see the little mistakes and see the little magic things happen.
It's like on Broadway, the productions always go to another town like Boston or Chicago to do the run through.
Yeah.
They do previews.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that always have the errors, or like the director needs to rethink something. And
rewrite,
I would much rather see that.
Yeah. Than, me too.
I went and saw that infamous Spider-Man Broadway show.
Oh, the one with disasters
in the middle of it, the entire thing broke down. The Green Goblin got trapped on the wires.
No, you were there.
It was amazing. It was so good. It was perfect. It's my favorite Broadway show I've ever been to.
That sounded like Hamburg last night.
That was like We Are Scientists and Ash.
No, but I talk about that with so many bands over the last few years, the fact that a little mistake here and there on the record can make a song more interesting and can make it last longer.
Yeah.
It's better to sometimes give away something that has a little mistake in there than to polish everything until
it's
perfection.
Yeah.
Because then it's getting boring.
You lose character.
There's nothing better than when you hear someone make a mistake and laugh on a record or something like that.
I love that. That's totally true. How did you guys actually meet and learn to love each other? Because I've seen
you're making a lot of presumptions here.
No, but I've seen a video of you guys playing a show together in 2011, 2012, covering Mudhoney's Touch Me, I'm Sick.
Yeah.
I was happy to hear that song, a version of yours.
Yeah.
So that's when it all started.
Was that the one in Australia?
That was Australia,
We got the same booking agent, I think, which was... And he was like, you guys have got to do shows together.
And we said no. And he said, I repeat, you've got to. This isn't an emotional thing. This is a business decision.
Yeah. And it worked out, I think, because we were doing two shows, you know, we switched a headliner each night.
Yeah.
But then we sort of wanted to, you know, make it kind of special each night. So we added like a couple of covers in the encore.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that sort of laid the template for what we're doing now.
Cool.
So it's, because...
That's when you realize that you definitely get along. Because Keith just told me that you're on the bus all together, 30 people all together.
Yeah.
And I think vibe is an important little word that comes into play when you're talking about 30 people on the bus, right? So you really seem to get along.
Yeah, and we're living together. We're loving together.
We balance each other out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a nice way of saying it.
We got a lot in common. You know, we're both like free pieces, you know, we like to rock.
And yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's pretty funny.
Yeah,
I've just like to drink.
I've just mentioned the cover versions. I've just mentioned the cover versions that I saw on YouTube, and I wanted to know what the rest of the show is gonna be like, because you always end on stage together, right? That's the real
sort of
magic.
The core of the show is that the encore is We Are Scientists and Ash.
Yes.
Also known as Wash.
Yeah. We got the worst band name of all time. Yeah.
I was thinking we Ash Scientists, we Wash Scientists, something like that. But yeah. Wash is like
we
the
were pitching it as We Are Scientists and Friends. but unfortunately, Ash have as many members as We Are Scientists, so that got voted out.
Yeah. Little scumbags.
And you've recorded a song together.
Yeah.
Back in 2011, it's a song that's been written by Robert Manning originally.
Right. Yeah.
He suffers from MS, multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to pronounce it in
English. Yeah.
English. And you've recorded that song to raise awareness. A beautiful song. Are you playing that song as well when you're doing the live shows right now?
Playing that, but yeah, we should add it at some point. Yeah, to our ever-growing encore.
That's a typical chaotic co-headliner tour.
Yeah.
Those guys have recorded a song together.
Yeah.
That's the one song.
Do you know what's really cool about it is each band is in one speaker. I can't remember if Ash is in the left or right or which one We Are Scientists.
I hope this is happening in stereo. And if it's not, I hope you're only playing the left side, which is the We Are Scientists side.
That's right. Oh, no. I think you made a mistake. What if they've got their cables back to front and you end up...
We can't gamble on this. But, okay, play it in stereo.
And the cool thing is I'll play it in stereo and our audience...
They can choose.
Yeah, they can choose.
True.
They're grown-ups, you know? They make their own decisions by now.
Yeah.
So choose the channel wisely, ladies and gentlemen. From a sleepy
town. Ash and We Are Scientists mit Washington Parks, ein Stück Musik, das aufgenommen wurde, um Awareness herzustellen.
And I believe it makes money for, you know, if anyone goes and buys it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Like money goes straight to the Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Okay, cool. Also, wer die Forschung für Multiple Sklerose oder wer Heilungsmethoden für Multiple Sklerose erforschen möchte, beziehungsweise diese Forschung finanziell unterstützen, der kauft sich das Stückchen, das wir gerade hörten. Washington Parks von Ash and We Are Scientists. Die Erlöse gehen eben direkt in die Forschung zum Thema Multiple Sklerose. Keith, you already gave a lecture this morning at BIM. That's what I found out. Mm. It's the British and Irish Modern Music Institute. First question, why didn't they invite Tim Wheeler?
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with Tim's knowledge?
I'm going to go in there and teach him all the mistakes.
Tim has done enough damage to British and Irish music that at this point, they're just bringing people in to correct it.
And that's people from the States.
Yeah, you know what?
So what was your lecture about, actually? What did you talk about?
It was a fairly informal conversation just about the business of music. I think a lot of the students there are studying more business aspects than craft aspects. So essentially, our advice was to ignore your managers and get a good lawyer. I think that was, if I could distill the entire conversation.
That's a good one, actually. Yeah. But you actually had some fights with record companies who try to talk you into rethinking some choruses or something, right?
Well, we've only ever actually made one record with a label already on board. Like our first record we made by ourselves and sold to Virgin. And our second record we were on Virgin Records.
It was Brain Thrust, right?
Brain Thrust, yeah. And they sort of ignored it while we were making it. We made it with a producer named Ariel Rechscheid, who was an old friend of ours. He made our first three records, but he was totally unknown when he made our first record. And now he's one of the biggest producers in the industry. Like, he's one of the coolest dudes. Like, we couldn't get Ariel right now.
Too expensive, guys.
No, legitimately. He, but at the time, he didn't have a name.
and that's all that really matters to a major label. No offense, major labels. But they were just like, your boy doesn't make any sense. We'd like you to get in a room with other people. And we did, and then didn't use any of that stuff. Yeah. So we made one record with some oversight, but it had no impact on the actual record itself. We just spent a lot of money.
Speaking of making records, I've read about plans to release more material in the beginning of 2016. Finished recording,
we're
right?
We're sitting on a mega record right
what?
Now.
A pop record.
We've got secrets that everybody cannot imagine.
Oh, wow. But it's finished. It's done. It's mastered. The artwork is done.
The artwork's not done. That's always the thing that takes the longest. That's always what slows down an album.
The worst thing for me is album title.
We still don't have a title.
You don't have a title, you can't do the artwork.
Yeah. We're thinking of calling it Kablamo.
Kablamo question mark.
Kablamo.
That's good.
And what about you? What about you guys? Because, I mean, you did finish working on Kablamo like a year ago.
Yeah.
It's been out only a few months, but you finished working on it. Are you thinking about new material? Because we had to wait a little longer for this Kablamo album, right?
Yeah, actually, we're sort of... we do have like a few tracks left over that we might, you know, just go and record a few more and put out, you know, make a little companion piece.
Just to show off.
Yeah. Just to show what we can do.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty keen to get writing, you know, again, pretty quickly for some new Ash stuff.
And since you guys get along so well, are you sometimes thinking about recording an EP together or record more stuff together? Because it worked quite well with the Washington Park song. Or is that something that is like one-off?
We've actually got... speaking of music that nobody's heard, Tim and I have a pretty massive single that's just been hidden away for ages. Nobody's ever heard. One of these days it's going to make, get this, a big splash. It's called Hot Tubbin'.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's going to be a pretty big deal one of these days.
Like the Eddie Murphy sketch?
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
It's not quite like the James Brown Hot Tubbin thing. It's a little. It's even sexier than that.
We're just waiting for the label with a big enough budget to make the video for this one.
And then we'll be happy to listen to the
Hot Tubbin.
The Wheeler Murray band.
I like that.
The Wheeler Murray brothers.
But I consider it Murray Wheeler, but
why does that surprise me?
But I feel like we particularly work well in the live environments. Yeah. You know, that's where our collaborations really. Yeah.
One thing that
on
I really love
right now.
One other thing that I really love about the fact that you're playing tonight is the fact that you're actually on tour right now. So many bands have canceled their European shows because they were afraid of Paris. Keith told me in the incredible story a few minutes ago before he started the interview that he actually was at Bataclan when like 10 minutes before the terrorists went into that venue. You left with your wife, right?
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing. And that's you just didn't play one show on the 14th and then you came back.
Yeah, well, I flew home afterward and I couldn't get back to Europe in time to do the Amsterdam show.
Oh, okay, cool.
So apologies to Amsterdam.
Yeah. But you made it for Cologne.
Yeah. And thank you guys for keep touring, and thank you guys for playing the show tonight. Thank you for visiting us. It was a great pleasure to be talking to you. And I hope that you do a cold headlining tour once more, because that was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, it's pretty special.
I think we're doing nothing but from now on.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We're going to phase out our own individual bands.
Sorry, it's all getting a bit of wishy-washy now, but people are going to understand.
Yeah.
Wer heute Abend Ash und We Are Scientists sehen möchte im Columbia Theater am Columbia Damm am Tempelhofer Feld oben, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030. Das ist die Nummer, zum Glück, ruft mich an. Wir laden ein zum Ash and We Are Scientists Konzert. Who's going to start tonight? Is that something that's been decided already?
Ash is on first tonight.
Okay.
And I don't know what time, 8 o'clock or something?
Maybe? I think 8 o'clock.
Okay, cool.
Get in early. Yeah. Miss it at your peril.
Yeah. It'd be a big mistake.
So, and then it's going to be We Are Scientists, and then there's going to be this combined show.
I believe Scientists will be 9 o'clock, and then
the real show starts at 10
p.m.
Oh, people don't miss it. It's going to be fun. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück heute Abend. Ash und We Are Scientists im Columbia Theater. Zuerst spielen Ash um 8, dann um 9 die We Are Scientists, und dann ab 10 werden beide Bands
Fans gemeinsam auf der Bühne stehen und nochmal richtig abgehen. Viel Spaß dabei. Thank you for visiting.
Yo,
and I'll see you next year. I mean,
yes, sir.
We have to say goodbye like that. It's the rock and roll business.
Oh,
see you next year.
See you next year.